The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
I know this rose will open. I know my fear will burn away. I know my soul will unfurl its wings. I know this rose will open.
We come in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. Some of us grow in bundles. Some of us grow alone. Some of us are cupped inward, and some of us spread ourselves out wide. Some of us are old and dried and tougher than we appear. Some of us are still in bud. Some of us grow low to the ground, and some of us stretch toward the sun. Some of us feel like weeds sometimes. Some of us carry seeds sometimes. Some of us are prickly sometimes. Some of us smell. And all of us are beautiful. What a bouquet of people we are. What a bouquet of people we are coming here this morning in all our varieties and all our differences. Each one of us bringing something unique and special to this time and to this place. Good morning and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I'm so happy to welcome you to our Flower Communion service. And if you've been attending Unitarian Universalist gatherings for over a year, because it's annual, you may know about this annual service. And if this is your first time in our doors, then welcome to this very special service. Flower Communion is a celebration of beauty, of variety, where we look to the uniqueness of flowers, paralleling our own uniqueness. And then we see the value of joining those flowers together as we join ourselves together in a community bouquet. You are welcome to our bouquet. You who feel prickly, you who carry seeds, you who smell, you who feel like a weed, you are welcome here. And you are welcome here as we create a space and a time of meaning and reflection. We're going to go over the logistics of the flowers later, so don't worry. For now, just hold on to the flower or flowers that you brought. And if you've already placed your flower in a vase, or if you didn't bring one, don't worry. It's okay. There'll be a time shortly to retrieve or to pick up a flower. For now, let us join with Unitarian Universalists across the country and around the world today in lighting our flaming chalice, the symbol of our free and ever-evolving faith. I've asked Marian to light our chalice to recognize her and also to thank for bringing live music to our services. Just wonderful. In the words of Reverend Ali K.C. Bell, "This beautiful flower on this beautiful tree has been given many names. Nothing that we call it can take away from what it is. Beautiful, natural, blooming, and so are you, beloved sibling. They call us many names, but nothing can change who we are. Naturally occurring, beautiful, blooming, I am because you are. You are because I am. I love you. I need you to survive. Amen." And let us now light our peace lamp, if you would respond with the words on the screen as our inspiration and our hope for all. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world. Thank you, Mary. So this is the time I told you about. I just said there would be a time. If you didn't bring a flower, or if you brought some and they're already up here behind me, because I can see they're not in front of me, feel free to come up and get one. Don't bring up your flowers to put them in yet. This is just if you didn't have one. While we sing, come sing a song with me. And you may rise in spirit, please. If you rise in body, just go to the side so people can see the screen.
Come sing a song with me.
Flower Communion is a specifically Unitarian Universalist holiday. I'm going to talk a little bit about the history and also its meaning. If you need to wiggle around and move, that's okay. And we have activities and arts and crafts in the back. That's not just for young people. That's for any, I will not be offended. Feel like I just need to, I'm listening, but I need to do some arts and crafts. That's all right. That is okay. I'm not going to do that. I'll stay up here. But maybe one day I'll be like, you know what? I just need to do some arts and crafts. Flower Communion was created in 1923 by Unitarian minister Norbert Čapek in Prague, Czechoslovakia. Did anyone catch that date? Flower Communion was created in June 1923, which was 100 years ago, last week actually. This is our 100th anniversary of this amazing celebration. Yeah. We can clap. We can like say, yes, 100 years. Wow. None of us here have been doing it for 100 years, but it's a tradition that is uniquely our faith's. It's been going on for 100 years. Wow. Norbert Čapek, as many of us, came to Unitarian Universalism through a path. He was originally Catholic and then a Baptist minister. He and his family had to leave Europe to leave the persecution in 1914. He and his wife, Maya, joined a Unitarian church in New Jersey in 1921 for the same reason that a lot of you and a lot of us join a religious institution. Their children like the religious education program. That's the power of our Sunday school teachers, right? And children, that's your power too. So when World War I ended, Czechoslovakia was now independent. The family returned to Czechoslovakia, and Norbert brought Unitarianism with him. He got it in New Jersey, quite close to us, and then brought it to Czechoslovakia. And his Unitarian church in Prague was the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship. And in just 20 years, his church had 3,200 members. Let's talk about growth, yeah. And Norbert found that traditional Christian community service of bread and wine didn't really meet the needs of his congregation because his church, like ours, held people with different faiths. Čapek turned to the beauty of the countryside, to the beauty of flowers, and in 1923 he developed the flower ceremony. He asked his congregation to bring flowers to the church from their gardens, from the fields, from the roadside. He invited each person to put their flower in a vase. And that was the church community, no less unique for being united of each one of these unique flowers. And following the service, each person could take a flower from the vase, a different one than the one they had brought. In 1942, the Nazis arrested Čapek, accusing him of listening to foreign broadcasts, and sent him to Dachau, the concentration camp. Even in starvation and torture, he held a flower ceremony with his fellow inmates. Finding whatever flowers they could among the weeds of the camp, they testified to a beauty larger than themselves, a beauty larger to them than their situation, a love that would outlive them. The Nazis killed Norbert Čapek. But his spirit, his courage, his commitment live on today. And those qualities have passed now to us to make this real. What we are about to do is not a historical reenactment of something over and done, but it's an affirmation of our continuity with the generations of struggle, the generations of struggle for ever widening liberty. The flower ceremony is a gentle fierceness, which proclaims that in the midst of sinister days, there is always the light of beauty. Today we celebrate this ritual of solemnity and joy. And as Čapek asked his people to bring a flower and celebrate beauty, so shall we. So let us now join in a creation of our communal bouquet. Take a moment to think of all those things which make up you. All those things which make up you. the individuality, the strengths, the weaknesses, the faiths, the questions, the faults, the accomplishments, and hold yourself in care, just as you hold your flower in care. I'm going to get my flower. Hold yourself in care just as you hold your flower or flowers in care. Recognize the beauty that you have inside of you, the beauty that you bring to the world, for you do bring beauty to the world. Yeah, you. Yes. Yes, even you. Yes. You bring beauty to the world. Your beauty shines out from your soul and radiates through the love you show to yourself, the love you show to others. That all that you feel include that affirmation of beauty. Hold yourself in care and in awe. Hold your flower in care and in awe. For those of you at home joining us on Zoom, continue to hold on to this feeling of worth, of beauty, and think about sharing it with others, with those far away and those nearby. You may reach out to your camera and virtually share your flower. We will see you on the screen. For those of you in the sanctuary, when you are ready, bring your flower forward to share here on our altar as we listen to a hymn written by Norbert Čapek. No rush. You can join in other flowers. You can bring a vase up. You can stick it in the empty vases and online. Hold it up to the camera so we can see. There's some pain and some sadness in this story. Do you need me to go back up here so you can actually have me on camera? I got this. If anyone's concerned about messing up, I'll always embody that for you, so you don't have to worry. There's some pain and there's some sadness in the story of Flower Communion. Hence why we enter into this service with mindfulness, with solemnity, sadness in its very essence, in the fact that such a service is necessary, right? That we need to stop and take time and say, you are beautiful, you are valuable, you are welcome here. 100 years ago, this message of love was necessary. In Dachau, this message was necessary. In 2023, we still need to hear that we have value. We still need to say that we are worthy of love. I could point to the political climate of us versus them, no matter who us is for you and who them is for you. The polarization in our culture, the fact that we can't always be our full selves when we walk out these doors. There are times and places when having pride about who you are and our identities can be dangerous, is not welcome, not safe. Happy Pride Month, by the way. That's not always safe to say or safe to live into. But instead of harping on these sort of outside reasons, I'm going to do a personal story, which I always find more meaningful. A few years ago, I was celebrating Flower Communion at a different congregation. It wasn't here. Don't worry. And on my way to church, I picked up a strange bloom, which I thought was really, really neat. It was a bamboo shoot, the start of a bamboo shoot. Bamboo is not native to where I was and where I live, and it can be very destructive if it's not kept in check. But what an interesting, what an amazing plant, the resilience, the speed for growth, the possibility of renewable resources in that bamboo. I was in awe of this odd-looking spear, and so I brought it to Flower Communion and to join these sort of more traditional flowers in its uniqueness. And at that congregation, which we sometimes do here, and that's why the note that said, hold on to your flowers, they put their flowers in as they came in. So I put my flower in as I came in the sanctuary with the others, and then I got ready for the service. And you know what happened? What I noticed as I stood up to lead worship, and I noticed that the bamboo shoot had been culled. It was gone. Someone had taken it out and discarded it. Right? I mean, at a service specifically celebrating the uniqueness and acceptance, my contribution was deemed unacceptable. I didn't preach about it that moment. I could have said, hold on a second. And it's not to say that this congregation did something wrong, but to say, wow, what a great reminder for us. What a great reminder for us that not just out there, but in here too, we will make mistakes. Our actions might not always feel loving to someone else. A reminder that those with whom we are in relationship with will make mistakes and we will not always feel loved. That's a guarantee. I am going to say something that will offend you. Not right now, but like eventually I will say something and you'll say, Andrew, that, no. And you will say something that will offend me. And yet we can still come together. Right? We can still come together. We can still express our pain, our mistakes. We can still say, I'm sorry. Shall we try again? That's our embodiment. This is our embodiment, bringing our whole selves, watching as others bring their whole selves. Oh, I don't like, no, that's okay. The flower that doesn't go well with your flower. Try it out, see what happens. The bamboo shoot that you might want to call, hold on a second. Watching in awe as the person next to us shares their beauty. So different from our own beauty, these blooms gathered here like each of us, our souls and our pains, our smells and our seeds, our stalks, our colors, our prickly spots, our tender spots, What a bouquet of people we are. And I want us to reflect a little bit on our own beauty and the beauty of our neighbor and our neighbors. So I'm going to ask that we bless these flowers with our well wishes, but also with joy and celebration, because we are called to be solemn and mindful, but also to celebrate the beauty, celebrate the individuality, and celebrate what it means to come together and how the beauty is enhanced by that. So, Anne, can we have some bubbles? We're going to have bubbles and maybe some pollinators flying around, flying around. And as these bubbles are going out, as the pollinators are pollinator, it's okay if there's just one. There we go. Yay! I want all of you. Thank you. Yes, here's our pollinator. We have more wings. If anyone wants to join our pollinator, grab them in the back. But as we're doing this, this joyful celebration of uniqueness, I want you to think about how you would want to bless the flowers and what they represent, each other, and just call out when you're ready, a word, a phrase. Online, you can share in the chat. Peace, light,
beauty,
happiness, yes. Persistence. We can keep the blessings coming in our heart, in our soul. I'm going to pause the bubbles. They would be nice to leave them on, but I don't want the humming as we listen to the amazing gift of music, which is coming next. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to pause the bubbles if I can. Thank you, pollinator.
Shepherds sport, birds and beasts are of consort.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And this is where we embody it. This is where we embody bringing our full selves. Every week we take a moment in our services to say, what thorns do you have growing? What new blooms do you feel coming? This is where we share our matters of the heart. If you have something, a joy, a sorrow, something which overflows, which you need to share with this bouquet of community, please come forward to share into the microphone. If you're online, you can raise your virtual or physical hand, and our sound crew will get you settled.
So speaking of those little mistakes that Andrew was talking about earlier, I apologize both to the folks here and on Zoom. We had a little hiccup on that, but thanks for getting through it with us.
Mistakes give us new insight, new opportunities for reflection, for understanding. We're going to share a prayer that was written for a group of ministers celebrating the Day of Many Flowers. And I do this and I bring this here because I have said this, I say this a lot, but we are all ministers here. It's not just me. I'm sort of helping lead, guide all of our ministry. This is a prayer for all of us. We'll do it in two voices. Thank you, Anne. We all have those days of no flowers, just weeds. You know the kind I mean, the days when the damn sermon, report, or presentation will not manifest. And we sit in despair at the keyboard, dramatically clutching our heads, if not wailing and gnashing our teeth. The days when the baby cries, or the cell phone goes off just at the moment, the most carefully crafted part of our sermons, and we know we can't go back and repeat those dear words because that would seem just a little self-involved.
The days of too many meetings after nights of not enough sleep, the days of failed canvases or fundraising drives or devolving battles we stupidly stick ourselves into, so then we must clumsily attempt to extract ourselves.
The days when the people we serve are snarky and we snark right back. The days when they behave badly and we dread pointing it out. The days of fearfully taking bold stances, speaking our truth to those who have the power to fire us, our hearts beating wildly while we attempt to appear calm.
The days when we behave badly and others rightfully act shocked. The days of our own mistakes that we cannot admit to ourselves. And the days we can admit our own failings, the days of criticism we take too much to heart, ignoring all previous and future praise.
The days when we simply cannot summon compassion for those who push our buttons, no matter how hard we try to. The days when our favorite congregations or clients, which we all hate to admit having, move away and we want to pack our bags and move with them, or at least wail and wave kerchiefs from the curb.
Worse yet are the days when those beloved people become ill, or when we watch them die and have to hold ourselves up or together. Enough to support their grieving family, we all know those days of no flowers in our ministries, when the weeds rise up and seem to choke out the beauty.
But then there are the days of more flowers than the vases can hold. You know those days, the days when the sermon or report or presentation flows swiftly from your fingertips. And when you deliver it, people cry, or perhaps a thoughtful silence wraps you and them in a holy moment of connection. Better yet, the days when you think your efforts produced nothing special or only dross, but somehow people thank you anyway, and you know that grace has happened through your clumsy tappings.
The days of fun and productive meetings, there are those, where creativity is queen and much is accomplished in loving and thoughtful ways. Nights of long sleep and good dreams, of better canvases or fundraisers yet to come. With budget surpluses, right, Linda? Or at least lower than expected costs.
The days when people treat one another as gently and reverently as the husband in the poem. Even when someone is snarky, even if it is you, the days when someone else speaks your truth before you can, so you do not have to do it and can merely nod. The days when you can take criticism with a grain of salt and praise and positive feedback with a thankful, open hand.
The days when exactly the right thought, word, or action occurs to you at exactly the right moment, and you think it or say it or do it, and you witness something opening up inside you or in another person or in the garden spaces between you. So that compassion flows in and floundering relationships flourish.
The days when wonderful new members or clients come to you and you watch them and their lives unfolding, blooming into treasures you can keep and hold forever in your heart. The days when illness does not diminish those we love and death does not defeat those who loved them. When people take the lead of adversity and in alchemical places of their hearts, transform them into gold of wisdom, courage, kindness.
The days when colleagues come together and share the heartbreaking difficulty and the heartbreaking joy of this work, when we watch as each other unfold and bloom into our own ministries, bringing treasures to congregants and clients as well as to our whole fellowship.
These are the days of too many flowers for any vase to hold. May this be a day of too many flowers for you. And in the coming weeks and months, may such days grow in number and frequency for each of us. In the hours of our working and our resting, of our going out and our coming in, may we rejoice in the abundance of our blessings. So may it be. Infinite Spirit of Life, The words of Norbert Chapek. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessings on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationships. But may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the effort of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. It is now time for us to share in our flower communion. I ask that you, as you approach the altar or altars, you can go to either or both of these, you do so mindfully, reverently, and with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness, with justice, with love. I ask that you select a flower different from the one you brought this morning, and select a flower even if you didn't bring one this morning. When you take your chosen flower, note its particular shape, its particular beauty, and remember to handle the flower carefully. It is a gift that someone else brought to this community. It represents that person's unique humanity and deserves your kindest touch. We almost always, and today I am sure, we have extra flowers. If you have someone in your life who cannot come here, or who you know could really use a flower, please take an extra. Take two. Share this feeling. For those of you at home, reach out and feel the presence of everyone connected through technology. We are with you. You are with us. And although we cannot exchange flowers, we can exchange connection from afar. Maybe later today or later this week, you can take a moment and pick a different flower to bring into your household, reminding you of your beauty and your connection to that beauty in the world around you. So let us now share in this holy ritual of oneness and love as we hear, we would be one. Please come forward.
Thank you.
As we part our ways, although there's a brunch, so you can stay. But as we part this worshipful space, we hold in our hearts the spirit of these flowers and the spirit of these flames. We hold in our hands a symbol of the connection and the love we have found here. Our closing words are from the prayer, "Walk in Beauty," from the Navajo people. With beauty before me, I walk. With beauty behind me, I walk. With beauty above me, I walk. With beauty around me, I walk. It has become beauty again. Amen, and blessed be.